Welcome to the Live Your Life podcast, episode number 28. When People Hurt Us is the title of this episode. Now, I'll give you a little glimpse into my own struggle as I start recording this episode. This is really deep stuff. And if you're listening to this episode of my podcast, my guess is you've probably listened to some of my other episodes. And I really just want to invite you to dive into your belief systems about yourself. So one way to do that is to schedule some coaching with me and take some time to dive in and see what your beliefs are. Or find somebody else who does this kind of work. Because let me tell you, I've been doing this work for years and years. And it is an ongoing process always. And the way that we understand that something is wrong is when we get triggered. Anytime we feel hurt or we get upset or we're triggered by something that's happening in our lives, that's an invitation to look at our belief systems because that is what is playing out beneath the surface. And a lot of the time, it's really hard for us to see these deep belief systems about ourselves. But I hope this episode brings you a little bit of peace and insight and just reminds you, you know, because as much as I am constantly in books and doing this work, I continue to forget all the time. And my ego wants to take over and I forget. And then I'm suffering. And then I remember that I don't have to do that. So I hope that you remember that as much as possible. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Everything expressed in the Live Your Life podcast is either my opinion or the opinion of my guest, and this is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you find yourself in need of therapy or other healthcare services, please seek out resources for that. I'm Jasmine Savari, and welcome to the Live Your Life podcast. As a coach with a master's degree in psychology, I know that so many of us are missing the authentic experience of truly living our lives. I want to inspire you with conversations that expand your consciousness and empower you to create the best life possible. Let's start living now, because now is all we have. Hey guys, this is going to be a pretty short episode, and I just want to invite you into my world a little bit right now. I want you to know what's happening for me while I record this episode, what my reality looks like, what my surroundings look like. So first of all, I just put on my second coat of nail polish. So my fingernails are like dangerously wet. And I'm sitting here painting my nails thinking about like, how do I talk about the stuff that I want to talk about today? So one thing that I know to be true is that the more I know, the less I know. So like as I start expanding my consciousness and learning more about myself, which I will never stop doing, I begin to understand more and more and dive into the next level, the deeper levels of how I understand my perception of reality and how it shifts. And the way that I understand myself and my life is what changes. And that changes my whole life instead of actually changing my life or my past, right? If I can look at my past differently, everything changes, but I can't go back and change what happened, right? All of that being said, as I'm sitting here thinking about this episode, I'm aware that there's probably a lot that I'm going to say that I may not agree with in a couple months. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not helpful or valid in some ways. But let me give you a little bit of a, let me invite you in a little bit to what I'm struggling with here. So the title of this is, it's about when people hurt you. And I think from just like a human perspective, we all understand what it feels like to be hurt. We all understand what it feels like to feel hurt. We get that. We've been hurt. We've probably hurt other people. But if we want to look at us as like the divine creatures that we are, like whatever exists beneath the skin, whatever that is what we really are. This is our life force. This is the light bulb that's plugged into the universe that nothing can ever hurt, no matter what. Nobody can hurt like the truth of who I am. So this is kind of like the deep spiritual understanding. So basically, that statement makes this entire episode irrelevant to a certain extent. Also understanding that we are human, we're going to have feelings, experiences, emotions, we have these psychological experiences, our psychic makeups that, you know, we're in relationship and things happen. So that being said, when people hurt you, when people hurt me, when I hurt people, the whole point of this is that I'm sure you've heard this statement before. I was actually Googling it today and there's a book titled this. So I'm just going to be very clear. I did not come up with this name. I don't own this name. The statement, hurt people, hurt people. Hurt people, hurt people. So if I'm in pain, that's going to cause me to probably be hurt to hurt. And I'm going to be more likely to cause pain in other people or try to cause pain in other people. So the intention of this is just to flip it around and understand pretty much all of us are existing in our own perceptions of reality. I have no idea if you think purple looks the same as I think. I don't know. I don't know what's going on in your world. We all have our programming. We all have our makeup. We all have our perceptions of reality. And we all walk around projecting them onto everybody else around us. And if we want to get really deep into the truth about some of this stuff, like most of what's happening around us is actually not real. It's like a story about what we're seeing. It's a story. And I'm operating from my own belief systems about myself, right? So if somebody does something, first of all, for me to make it about me is something in itself. So this can be kind of selfish, actually, for me to make anybody's behavior like about me, to say that it hurt me. And I've definitely done this before. Taken things personally, made somebody else's life decisions mean something about me, right? This is pretty big in the world of addiction. If you know anybody who has like a drinking problem or any sort of addiction, even if it's a behavior addiction, like pornography, for example, sex, like gambling, how like textbook is the story that like, you know, the husband goes to the casino and spends all the money and then comes home and the wife takes it to mean that he must not love her. He doesn't care about them or their family, right? Super easy example to think about, maybe not so much for you. This is kind of my world, so I'm around this kind of stuff all the time. That has nothing to do with anybody but what's happening in the internal experience of that man who is, if he's in an addiction, he's obviously suffering. He's not thinking about other people, but it would be very easy for the wife to make this about her and to make this about her self-esteem and her worth, right? When it's not. If we can look at it from the logical perspective, pretty much everything we do is based on our own stories about ourselves. So if I'm a loving and caring person, I'm going to show up like, and I'm going to bring that energy into my family. If I'm a person who's in pain and who's suffering, I'm going to bring a lot of negative stuff to my family and the people around me. So coming back to this idea that hurt people hurt people. If I'm in a victim mentality and I'm angry at somebody for hurting me, then I take on that negative energy inside of myself as well. So this person who's hurting does something to basically vomit their negative energy onto me. And if I grab it and hold it and consume it, then I'm carrying it around too. And often this is a choice. We do not have to do that. this can create a vicious cycle, right? And it is so incredibly hard for us to step away from this. We are like addicted. A lot of us are addicted to our emotions. We're addicted to our victim mentality. We're addicted to who we think we are. And so if you notice patterns in your life where you make this to mean something and it just gets added to the programming of who you believe yourself to be in this world, then you're going to be carrying that negative energy around with you. And my hypothesis would be that you would probably cause pain in other people's lives. What if we totally understood that everybody is doing whatever their internal world and experience calls for them to do for themselves, and it has nothing to do with us? What if that were the case? And what if when people did horrible things that we took on as hurtful toward ourselves, what if we were to flip that anger and that victim mentality and see that this person is actually suffering and we just got some of it on us, or they tried to throw it at us? But instead of taking it personally, looking at this person with compassion. If somebody is trying to hurt you, if somebody is mean to you, if somebody is doing horrible things, imagine what it must feel like to be inside of their skin. That is a completely different experience than getting angry at them. But flipping that anger to a space of compassion, which is more loving. And if that's the case, then you're the one holding those feelings of love and compassion inside of you as you observe this person. It literally changes nothing, and it changes everything. So that being said, I hope that's just clear as mud for everybody. But it is so hard for us to break out of our ego belief systems and connect with what's actually true. And it's in the truth and in this place where we don't get sucked into the programming and the stories that we can find freedom and peace. And I hope that you find that. Hey guys, it's Jasmine. Thanks so much for listening to the Live Your Life podcast, and don't forget to subscribe. You can find the show notes and information about life coaching at jasminesavari.com. You can also find me on Instagram at jasminesavari. I am a life coach and a licensed mental health counselor, but this podcast is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you are in crisis, please call 911 or the Crisis Clinic at 1-800-273-8255. Take care and don't forget to live your life.